What's another word for synonym? Do other people think about the times that I have completely embarrassed myself? How many people who saw me today wound up, you know, thinking about me tonight? What was there before the Big Bang? And what was before that? Just when you're about to sleep, random thoughts just keeps on bugging you during these ungodly hours. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila, your avenue for your late night thoughts and how to sashay it away. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila. For today's episode, it's going to be different from my previous episodes because I thought of breaking the ice by going light with our topic. Today is special because I have a co-host, and I'm glad I won't be talking alone this time. So just a brief background for my co-host today. He's a middle child who finished a bachelor's in philosophy, almost 3 years as a manager and 10 years with Thomson Reuters. Balita ko maganda daw din sa Thomson Reuters.
Yes.
He also likes collecting ref magnets from travels. He also likes watching musicals, artistic productions, and he's single and ready to mingle. Let's welcome Toti Martinez.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Late Nights by Luna.
Hi, Toti. Salamat pinaunlakan mo kami today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Today's going to be pretty exciting kasi hindi tayo mag-iisip ng kung ano-ano. We'll just talk about whatever. So last week, nag-IG story ako about mga pet peeves. Ganyan. So I asked my IG friends, mga internet friends natin dyan kung ano yung mga pet peeves nila. But before we go there, do you have any, ano, what are your pet peeves, Toti?
Alam mo yung pet peeves. Pet peeves na yun talaga. I'm pretty sure your listeners can relate. We all have those pet peeves. And minsan it's just really annoying, no? Parang these things get in your nerves sometimes whenever you encounter it.
Correct.
Ako, marami. I can go on with a list of those things. But I have two specific things na talagang it irritates me, it annoys me whenever I encounter those. So number one would be siguro work related muna.
Okay.
Okay na ba yun?
Oo naman, kahit ano.
Yes. So ako talaga, it annoys me when a person or someone, a colleague, parang asks for something, whether it's a response or a feedback or anything that person asks of me, pero not setting a clear deadline on when they need those things to for me to answer back. So parang ano ba, parang please don't waste my time by asking and not providing me with a clear deadline. Kasi 'di ba, parang marami man tayo lahat ginagawa.
Yeah.
We can't just jump into this thing just because he sends us an email or he or she sends us an email and then not saying kung kailan niya kailangan. So that's number one, parang not setting a clear deadline for when you need something from me.
Oh, ayan, yung mga...
Because my time is precious, honey.
Naman! So, time is everything.
Please, please.
Charot.
So I think, ano lang naman yon. For me, parang respeto sa time ng tao. It's not just about parang setting those deadlines or asking something. Parang it's really thinking about the person on the other end.
Correct.
Diba? Parang ikaw yung may kailangan. So, make it clear lang kung ano yung kailangan mo, kung kailan mo kailangan, kung paano mo kailangan. Things like that.
Ayan.
So, clarity siguro for me is something na important, especially in communication.
I agree.
Yun.
Kaya, yung mga team ni Toti dyan.
Oy, grabe. Sabi ko nga. But I share to them that I'll be guesting and co-hosting in this podcast. So I was like, oh my God, baka puro about sa team ko or about the work. But that's just one.
Yeah.
And siguro yun lang siguro yung masasabi ko about work or anything na I require of. So, pero ikaw, Ano bang, do you have any pet peeves?
I do. Actually, marami-rami rin ako. I easily get annoyed, which I don't like about myself. And I think part of it is because gusto kong gawing excuse ang pagiging Scorpio ko.
Oh my God, Scorpio ka?
Right, I know. I heard you're a Scorpio too, di ba? Parang, minsan ginagawa ko siyang excuse. So parang, I get easily annoyed talaga. Pero parang sasabihin ko na, ano na, Scorpio. Yeah, pero hindi, minsan Susan, bitch ka lang talaga. I have a lot. Parang siguro lately, ang pinaka pet peeve ko ay yung pagsusuot ng mask talaga, nang hindi tama.
Very, very time.
Diba? Especially when you're outside. Kasi parang gusto ko silang sabihin na, kung magsusuot ka ng mask, gawin mo na tama. Diba? Tapos, alam mo, parang may mga napapanood pa ako ng mga YouTube, mga na videos ng mga influencers. Parang they go outside, tapos nakamask, tapos ibababa, tapos isusuot ulit, or hawak sila ng hawak. Parang, baka isipin ng mga tao or mga nanonood sa kanila na it's okay, alam mo yon, na parang it's not being, the pandemic is not being taken seriously, di ba? So parang, naanoy ako doon ng very light, pero ayun na nga, so parang lately yun siguro yung pinaka pet peeves ko.
Alam mo, for sure hindi lang ikaw yung naka-experience niyan or feels the same way. Kasi I've been reading tweets of my friends and some of the celebrities that I follow that they really advocate for wearing masks, yeah, especially this time. It's not safe. And ano, parang that's your way of caring for yourself and caring for others as well. So with a new normal, for sure, it's going to go sa bagong pet peeve ng mga tao.
I know.
Wearing of a mask. For sure, before, parang hindi siya common pet peeve.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, parang it's not something na we have to do or something na kailangan na gawin. Correct. Each time, every time we go out. So, may bagong item sa listahan ng mga pet peeves. Wearing a mask. So,
ilista
to those
na
who are listening, do not forget to wear your mask.
Yes, please. Isuot po natin ng maayos.
Mm-mm, totoo, yes.
Ano pa?
Number two sa my personal list before we get to the answers from our questions from Instagram.
Yeah.
No? So, number two. Naiinis ako or I easily get annoyed kapag, alam mo, you're in a group tapos nagkakwentuhan kayo. And then, kung sino man sa kausap mo, bubulong sa katabi niya.
Oh, yes!
Yung bubulong sa tabi niya, tapos when I ask, ano yun? Ah, wala. Parang, ano yun? Pinag-usapan niyo ba ako? Pinag-usapan niyo ba kami? Ano pinag-uusapan niyo? Parang again, parang ano lang, ang rude for you to do that in front of someone.
That's true.
Feeling ko lang ha, the reason why I feel that way whenever that happens is because yun yung turo ng magulang ko, particularly my mom. Parang sabi niya, parang huwag kayong bubulong sa harap ng ibang tao, lalo na when you're in conversation. Because medyo bastos nga yung ano. Not unless you're willing to share what you told the other person and laugh about it or be serious about it. I don't know what you want to do with it. Pero, yun nga. So, when someone whispers to the other person, when you're in a conversation, that easily annoys me. So.
Correct. And then, ako din, parang medyo naanay ako sa mga bulungan.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit yung parang, naalala ko may one time, naghihintay ako ng shuttle pa uwi. So, meron akong co-worker na nakapila rin doon. Tapos, every time kasi na may kausap siya, yung, alam mo, yung lumalapit talaga yung mukha niya. Tapos, medyo pabulong.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, parang, pero, yung parang may ikukwento siya sa'yo na parang medyo secretive or parang comment about someone or whatever. So, parang yun yung way niya of telling you that. Tapos ako, parang, ito na yung mukha namin, maghahali ka na kami ng very light, ano?
Yeah.
Parang medyo, ayoko, naanoy ako, kasi parang, baka isipin ng mga tao, nagchichismisan kami. Alam mo yun? May ganun eh. So, annoying. Mm-hmm. Pero, ayun nga, wala lang, naalala ko lang dun sa kwento mo.
Pero, etong whispering to the other works very well when you're checking out a guy or a ay, girl.
Oo.
Diba?
Totoo. Pag parang nasa, buklo-buklo.
Pag nasa club. Oo. Parang sa'yo, okay, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Oo, mga ganun.
Mga ganun.
Bakla-bakla.
So, pwedeng mong gawin yun talaga. Whisper ka lang. Huwag mo namang blurt out yung information sa public, especially when you're checking out. So, most of the time, we do it whenever kapag na, nasa bar or nasa club.
May chine-check may, out ka.
Pag may nakitang ano talaga, talagang very good-looking person talaga. 12 o'clock.
Speaking of, yeah, no. Kamusta naman ang ano mo? Kamusta naman ang pagiging single mo?
Oh my God! It's driving me crazy right now. During this pandemic talaga. Yeah. I keep on telling my friends, kasi nga, syempre, I catch up with them via virtual Zoom or whatever video conferencing tool. Tapos laging question, oh, kumusta, single ka pa ba? And sabi ko, oh my God, anong gagawin ko? I'm alone dito sa condo. I can't go out. Walang chance for me to, ano.
That's
to
true.
Really mingle with, kahit sinabi mo kanina na, single but ready to mingle. I'm ready but how?
Saan ka magmi-mingle?
That's the question.
Walang mapag-mingle-an.
I know. So sabi ko nga, oh my God, after ng pandemic na to, when everything's okay and we're okay to go out and do the things we did before, sabi ko talaga, ile-level up ko na ang ano, ang searching.
Oo, searching kailangan yung project. Game strong talaga. Yung
yes.
Laban na laban, ganyan.
Pag so, may mga listeners ka bang ano, guys?
Ito na, mag-a-announce nga ako after nito sa mga IGs. Sa dalawang IG ko, oo.
Yan. So, I'm proclaiming it dito sa Late Nights by Luna. I am single. I'm ready to mingle. But I know we can't mingle. So, feel free to message me.
Itatag kita sa lahat. Ganyan.
Yan. Very good.
Naku, paano pag inabot pa tong pandemic na mga 2 to 3 years at wala kang mapapagminggalan, papaano na?
Oh my God. Nagti 3 years na ako single. Paano ba? My longest, na naging single ako was 3 years. So, malapit na tayo sa ano. Baka mabit natin yung 3 years.
Hoy, medyo matagal na rin ang 3 years, ha?
Oo. You know why? Hindi to about sa
3 years. No, it's okay.
Pero kasi, hindi ko alam kung bakit tumagal ng 3 years. Pero I hindi ko na feel na, like I'm ready to be me. You know, to share myself with someone or to somehow explore things with someone. But right now, na nangyari itong pandemic, hindi ko alam kung dahil I'm alone and ano. Well, I'm thinking twice. Parang, ready na ba talaga ako? Or baka it's just a pandemic that's causing
you
to
think that. Right. You know, that's a good question.
Diba?
Magandang reflection.
So maybe after this pandemic, I need to reassess that, you know, and answer that question again kung talagang ready na ba ako to be
totoo
to share myself.
But are you dating like in that 3 years naman?
Kinilig bigla. Kinilig, if only your listeners can see.
Oo nga,
dating, to be honest, alam mo, hindi ko na alam yung definition ng dating. Is dating talking to someone? Is dating going out with someone? Is dating flirting with someone?
Right.
I really don't know what dating is na.
Alam mo, we need to acknowledge that. I think, I was actually thinking of, parang discussing it with, parang episode about it, yung mga online relationships. Right? And dating. Kasi that's a good question eh. Like, especially nowadays na parang, tama yung tanong mo eh. Ano pa ba yung dating ngayon? Yun ba yung parang 3 months na kami nag-uusap online, so is that dating?
Mm-hmm,
tapos
mm-hmm.
pag nagkita kayo or naging kayo online, is that a relationship? Like, sure. Mga ano yun eh, those are serious ano ha, na mga parang nangyayari ngayon na I think we need to talk about. So maybe parang next time I'll create an episode for that.
Oo, tapos ano, kailangan marami kang ano, co-host.
Oo, at saka ano, diba? Maganda na
magpapasurvey
tayo.
Aha.
Diba? Yung parang, what do you think of this? Or parang yung mga share ng mga experiences. So yan, abangan nyo yun. And sana
All about dating.
Dating online. Online relationship. I like that.
Alam mo yung dating, yung question ko kanina. Ano na ba yung dating? What's dating talaga?
Yeah.
Kasi ang dami ng interpretations or new definitions about dating. But I really feel na it boils down to your personal preference.
That's true. And your values.
Exactly. Uh-oh. So sa akin, in as much as I would like to go on and you know, explore Tinder, Bumble, or things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I prefer doing that over really meeting someone in person, talking to the person, being with a person. I'm not saying that I'm not open to it, but right now, I really prefer to yung face-to-face interaction. Which I think is really still valuable up to this point. I mean, with social media and all the noise, parang I'd still prefer that.
I agree. Parang it's still different kapag the relationship is authentic, no? Especially if that person would be parang from your circle of friends, ganyan. Di ba mas maganda yon? Kasi may nakreate ka na na friendship.
Mm-hmm. Kaya sabi nga, sa pagtitanong ng mga friends ko na, single ka ba? Ganyan yung sabi ko, hanapan nyo naman kasi ako. Ireto nyo naman ako. Kasi I feel like, kapag nireto ng friend mo yung tao na yon, parang they can vouch for it. Parang they know that person. So, it might be easy for you to date that person because someone from your circle knows that person. So, like gusto na sabi, ireto nyo ako, hanapan nyo naman ako. Talagang, i-ship nyo naman yung mga ano natin dyan sa ocean para naman may ma-fish tayo.
Totoo. Alam mo kung siguro, yung dating life ko, na lagi akong labas na labas and I have parang tons of acquaintances pa, mga colleagues from all walks of life, ganyan. Siguro, alam mo, nareto na kita. Pero dahil, kasi ang hilig ko ng ganun eh. Dati, parang, may friend ako, ipapadate ko dito, inireto ko dito. Ang hilig ko ng ganun dati. Hindi ko alam bakit parang naging ugali ko siya. Tapos parang ang hilig ko pa na parang, ito yung mga, so ang dami kong circle of friends, no? Iba-iba yan. So parang ang hilig ko na mag-i-invite ako lumabas, tapos i-invite ko to, hindi sila magkakilala. Tapos ito, hindi rin sila magkakilala, pero magkakasama kami lahat. Tapos magugulat ka na lang na parang, okay, lumalabas na sila ng sila lang. Tapos parang friends na sila. Tapos pag tinanong mo sila, paano ko yun nagkakilala? Oh, through Zai, laging ganun. Tapos parang natutuwa ako. I actually miss that.
Pero, you should do it with me.
Di ba nga? Hindi bale, pag ready na tayo ulit lahat mag-mingle,
true.
At bukas na ulit ang poblasyon, which I miss really, sobra. Parang,
oh my God.
I miss going out.
Yung mga bata. Namiss ko yung mga bata. Like to watch them. To watch them get drunk, to watch them flirt. I miss observing people.
Diba? Oo din. Ako din namimiss ko rin yung poblasyon. Parang, hindi ko nga akalain na mamimiss ko siya eh. Parang,
diba?
Diba dati kasi parang very ano lang sa'yo na, tara, sige, inom tayo. Tapos parang pag nakita mo yung mga baguettes, parang ang gulo na. Parang, okay, pwede na ako umuwi. 10 p.m. na, 11 na.
Oh my God, 10 p.m.? Oh my God, ka. I'm judging you right now.
No, nung nagkaroon lang ako ng, ano, ng jowa. Dati,
10 p.m. 10 p.m.
Pero kasi lumalabas naman kami ng...
Start time pa lang yun, besh.
I know. Pero kasi lumalabas kami ng mga 6 p.m. nagsa-start na kami.
Okay. Very kita tayo dyan.
I know.
6 p.m. that's dinner, then cocktails, then go to poblacion by 10, and then go home by 12. Anyway, going back sa ano, observing people watching. Let's go back to pet peeves. Ano.
Oh yeah. Sige. Oh,
na ano tayo. Na,
oo nga, nadala tayo. Sa
dating. Pero more on dating sa Late Nights by Tuna soon.
Yeah, soon. Sige, ano anyway, meron ikaw?
Ikaw, kasi nga, I have two na yung not setting a deadline. And then second would be yung whispering to the other person in front of a conversation.
Oh yeah. Meron akong paborito. Natawang-tawa talaga ako. Sabi niya, yung sales lady or salesman na sunod ng sunod, akala ata magnanakaw ako.
Oh my God.
Ay, lakas yes. Ang tawa ko. Naka-headphones po kayo, pasensya na.
Oh my God, yes. I understand, sige, trabaho nila to maybe upsell or ano. But sometimes when you're shopping, you just want to say, leave me alone. I'll let you know when I need something.
Totoo, yung gusto mo lang minsan ma-enjoy and habang nag-e-enjoy ka, parang nagbabudget ka din, ganyan. Pero, di ba minsan nakaka-stress, Drilon, kapag may buntot ng buntot?
May sunod ng sunod, oo. Nakakatawa yun. Sir, nung hanap nyo, parang, ay, divisoria lang. Pero most of the time, maganda naman yung experience ko with, ano, with mga salesmen, saleswomen sa special, well, SM guy kasi ako, parang kapag bored ako, sige, ikot nga tayo sa SM.
SM.
They're very helpful. What annoys me, yung dinededma ka talaga.
Yeah, oh my God. Yung kunyari, hindi ka nakita.
Oo. So parang ano, no? So parang ano, hot and cold. Ayaw mo nang sunod ng sunod sa'yo, pero ayaw mo rin nung
inindulat. Dinededma ka.
So again, iba-iba.
Wala, Susan, bitch ka lang talaga minsan, Susan.
Oo. Parang sabi ko, gusto kong sabihin, may kailangan ako. Customer po tayo. But then again,
meron akong favorite na para naging experience na, well, hindi ito yung sunod ng sunod, ah, pero naalala ko dati sa Forever 21, sa SM Makati, hello, na sana wag silang magsara, no? Sana ma-revive yung, wait, bago ko mag-continue, nasasadin talaga ako sa mga businesses na nagsasara ngayon. As in,
true. Especially the small businesses, no?
Oo, no, parang nakakasad. Sana matapos na to, tapos parang ma-revive na, alam mo yon, yung mag-okay na yung mga business, tapos sana kumapit lang sila dyan, wag silang magsara.
Anyway, add to that, talking about small businesses and people really trying to find ways, no? Parang I've read this article about small businesses and businesses of your friends. So, sinasabi doon na parang when your friend has a business, support it, and pay for the goods.
Correct. Agree.
Don't ask for libre or sample or whatnot. Just pay for it. Cause
totoo.
They're working for it. So, yun, whenever I see like mga friends na would sell things, especially food. especially food. I really try my best. Especially kapag something na pwede sa akin yung pagkain or gusto ko talaga na I really try to purchase and pay for the actual amount that they're selling.
Yeah, and let's help them promote their business. Tapos parang for now, parang let's go parang local muna. Support local muna tayo. Magtulungan muna tayo kahit yung mga simple lang na ako nga ngayon pag nagta-taxi parang medyo ine-extrahan ko ng konti yung kasi kahit 20 lang alam mo yung 40 pesos yung I know that it would mean a lot sa kanila
and most of the drivers now are really appreciative
parang
kapag yung bill mo is like 70 pesos and then you give them 100 and say okay na po yan. They're really gonna say, thank you po, ingat po. And I was ingat po kayo.
Ganyan. Correct. Eh, siguro, alam mo, isa sa mga lesson learned talaga nitong pandemic na to is yung mga na taken for granted natin ng mga, yung sa previous normal natin, no?
Yeah.
Kasi ngayon, bigla kang natakot na, oh shit, parang you need to be grateful for your job and everything. Yung mga dati mong ginagawa na parang, yung traffic nga eh, di ba? Dati parang, Diyos ko, burat na burat ka, ganyan. Pero ngayon parang, kahit pa paano, parang pag kahit may traffic, nakakainis siya, pero parang, it feels like normal. Di ba? Na medyo na-miss mo. Though hindi siya magandang normal. But anyway. So yeah, ang layo na nung narating nung sinabi ko, nasa Forever 21 lang ako kanina.
Anyway, go. Go back to Forever 21. Go.
Eto na nga, yung magandang experience ko dyan sa Forever 21 sa SM Makati, may parang naghahanap
baka may, ako ng... Wait na, baka may taga Forever 21 na nakikinig. Baka naman.
Oo, baka naman. Tumatanggap na po ng sponsorship ang Late Night with Luna Manila.
Anyway, go back to it.
Anyway, ayun na nga. So parang may hinanap lang ako na parang ito yung top na gusto ko. Parang mga hanging, ganyan. Tapos alam mo, ang ginawa niya, lahat ng makikita niya na bagay sa akin at kasya sa akin, kinuha niya.
Yan.
Oo. Tapos parang siguro mga limang hanger, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, gusto ko sana siyang partneran ng parang maxi skirt. Do you have any maxi skirts? Tapos parang magpapakita siya sa Lord. Lalap, yeah, may mga dala na siyang mga ilang hangers na ganyan. Yung ang sarap ng experience, parang kahit pa hindi ka Forever 21 na fan, mm-hmm. or alam mo yung minsan talaga experience, customer experience yung tumatatak eh.
Wow, kaya, ano, speaking eto
na, customer girl, success, oh. Thompson Reuters.
Uh-huh.
Pero ibang nga, isingit ko pa yun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, ayun na nga, yung isa sa mga pet peeves nung nag-send, ano, huwag naman po tayo masyadong sunod-sunod. Minsan, i-balance po natin, ano.
Uh-huh.
Kasi minsan, nakaka-stress yun. Ano, pag meron ka dyan, so mga
sa
sumagot
akin,
sa'yo.
Oh, sige, eto. Mga unang sumagot, ang sabi niya. Ano yun? A person, na annoy daw siya sa person na nagsasabi na, sorry, OC kasi ako eh.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, do you really have to say it? Na usaka or do you wait for people or just don't bother telling people? Just let them figure it out. Na usika kasi kaya siya would say things about, you know.
And isn't that parang ang OC ay parang it's a mental
disorder ba yan?
It's a serious, yeah. Di ba, yeah. Isn't that a serious parang mental
clinical
challenge?
Clinical ano ba yun? Disorder,
yeah, I think it's, oo. Tapos parang may napanood yata akong YouTube before about it na ang nagiging misconception lagi ng OCS, parang kailang sobrang organized mo. Ganyan.
Yun na nga.
Hindi daw siya ganun. Hindi mm-hmm. daw siya laging ganun. Parang, ayoko magbigay ng ano, ng mga examples. Baka magkamali ako. Pero, sure. Ang alam ko lang is that, hindi lang yun ang definition ng pagiging OC.
Yeah.
So, siguro, kapag kasi nasabi natin yun, iwasan na lang natin na sabihin yun kasi baka meron talagang nag-go through, yeah, sa mental challenge na yun. Tapos baka may na-offend na hindi natin alam.
True.
So, yeah, it's a
minsan kasi yeah, parang ano na natin yun eh, parang commentary natin, OC naman na ito. Or ano.
Yeah, oo nga, no.
But,
I'm guilty.
We might be using it ano incorrectly, yung term na OC naman ito.
Oo nga, alam mo, nagigilty rin ako dyan.
So I don't know if this person who answered the question is really equipped with knowledge with what OC is, kaya siya na kasi alam yung reason behind the annoyance.
Right. Basta annoy siya eh.
After.
Nisa, wala ka naman talagang reason eh. Ba't ka na-annoy eh, di ba? Parang, I don't know, you're just annoyed. And why not? Be annoyed.
True. Parang yesterday ba, the other day, parang may narinig ako sa isang podcast. Parang sabi niya na parang people see things differently. So, your job is not to accept. And sometimes you don't need to understand.
Right.
Minsan, you just... It is what it is.
Correct.
Parang wala kang magagawa. It's something you cannot control. And, yun. So, with pet peeves, I feel like, ano to eh? This might, I'm not sure of the psychology of pet peeves, why we're experiencing these. But, all I know, this is, ano, parang backed up with reasons behind it.
Yeah.
For you to react that way. Like, for me, kanina yung sinabi ko na whispering to the other, parang, experience ko is, yun yung turo ng mom ko.
Yeah.
So, dala-dala ko siya hanggang ngayon na I'm always reminded, parang whenever that happens, naririnig ko at the back of my head yung mom ko saying, that's true, don't do that, or ano. So, my next question, Saif, if I may,
sure,
what do you do with those pet peeves? Like, how do you react? How do you, in a way, control it? Parang, ano bang initial reactions mo, but whenever you experience like or encounter such pet peeves?
Alam mo, that's a good question. Depende kasi, parang, pero yung personality ko kasi, I'm very outspoken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whenever I feel uncomfortable about something, sinasabi ko talaga yon.
Mm-hmm.
In a manner that is not naman rude, but I say mm-hmm. it. Because I'm...
Parang respectful pa rin.
Yeah. I would say it kasi I'm uncomfortable. And parang, it doesn't mean naman na parang kina-cancel ko yung parang kung ano man yung sinabi nung kausap ko. But I would let that person know na, you know, it's uncomfortable. I'll give you an example. One of my pet peeves when I'm outside, like in public, when I'm walking, may tendency kasi ako na bilisan yung maglakad. My reason is because ayokong makaistorbo sa mga naglalakad din. Ayokong parang gawing park ang mga public spaces na maglalakad ako ng, alam mo yung mabagal. But I have nothing against mga people, mga tao na gusto maglakad ng mabagal. Kasi may ganun akong kakilala eh. Tinanong ko siya, ba't ang bagal mo maglakad? Sabi niya sa akin, kasi gusto kong nagpapahinga habang naglalakad. So, that's...
Sana matulog ka na lang.
Ba't ka pa naglakad?
Binagod mo pa sarili mo naglakad. Tulog na lang, besh. Or upo. Kung talaga gusto pahinga, upo.
So, okay, fine, diba? Parang, that's her. Pero ako, gusto ko talaga mabilis ako naglalakad. Tapos, meron akong, oh my God, ito, sobrang annoyed talaga ako. Yung mga naglalakad habang nagte-text.
Yes.
I hate that shit. Parang, bigla na lang, may iba pa na bigla na lang hihinto. May iba na lang na parang habang naglalakad, nagte-text. Tapos ikaw parang, tapos nasa gitna pa sila. Alam mo, meron akong mangilan-ngilan na kinalabit. Na,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Na parang, gusto mong tumabi? Ganon. Tabi ka muna kung magte-text ka, please. Parang ganon. Meron ka pa mga kasalubong mong ganyan na parang ang bagal nagte-text. Tapos parang, kuya, tumabi ka kung magte-text ka. Alam mo...
Gigil ka, gigil.
Oo. Alam mo, wala pang sumasagot sa akin kahit isa. Feeling ko kasi, nagugulat sila eh. Na parang,
na,
sino yun?
They're being called.
Oo na, wait, oo nga naman. Kasi parang alam mo, naiisip ko, gano'n ba ka-importante yan? Parang okay, fine. Let's say, sobrang importante may emergency. Nakita mo na, no? May nag-text sa'yo na parang, oh shit, emergency. Tumabi ka na, agad. So you can focus. Diba? Tabi ka. Tapos, tignan mo, ano, kailangan mo mag-reply? Kailangan mo bang tumawag? Parang, mas makaka-focus kapag gano'n eh. Kaysa yung nasa gitna ka, tapos may mga dumadaan sa gilid mo. Hindi mo alam, mama yan. Snatch pa yung cellphone. Diba? So, minsan may, and hindi ko sinasabing tama yung ginagawa ko. I actually hate myself whenever I do that. Yung nagko-call out ako. Kasi parang, wala, nainis lang ako sarili ko pag ganun ako. Kasi I know that I could have been more patient about it. Or parang tumahimik na lang ako and whatever. Pero, minsan hindi ko talaga napipigilan yung sarili ko. Meron namang mga times na tumatahimik lang ako. Like yung mga jokes about fat people. I hate that. I don't like it. Parang, it's because natatamaan yung ano ko eh. Values and yung pananaw ko about body shaming, you know, about body acceptance and all that. So, pag may naririnig akong ganun, yun yung mga tipong tumatahimik ako. Hindi ako sumasagot most of the time. Kasi parang, fine, that's her opinion. Pero it's not funny to joke about it. So, I'm not gonna laugh. Parang gano'n na lang. Pero, yun, may mga times naman na hindi ako sumasagot. Ikaw, what do you... Oh, yes.
Ako minsan, dyan sa instance na, ano mo, like, fat shaming or any relevant issues na minsan ginagawang katatawanan. For example, LGBT and issues like that. Whenever I feel like I have control over that situation, especially when I know that personally, I reach out to that person and say, can you take it down because it's not nice. It's not good for you na people are seeing na you're saying all these things about the issue. And it doesn't feel good to me that I'm hearing you or seeing you posting such. So, yun, yung response ko always sa pet peeve, when I feel like I can control the situation dahil kilala ko yung tao, I go ahead and say my piece and call out the person. I remember din sa setting deadline na recently lang to eh, parang Like, oh my God, and I have so much on my plate kasi nga parang start of the quarter, so end of the quarter reporting, all those things. And then suddenly that person asked for something without setting a deadline. So my response would be, hi, can you let me know if, can you let me know when do you need this by? Things like that. And then, kapag inulit niya ulit na ganon, ulitin ko lang din ulit yung response hanggang sa that person gets used to setting those deadlines. Unless talaga na it becomes inconvenient for me or to other people, and if it creates issues or problems, then kailangan i-adjust mo siya right then on. And saying, you can't do that. You need to set deadlines and then make sure na it's clear on the other end what you're asking for and when you're asking for. Kasi feeling ko, yung pet peeve sa, it creates an impression eh.
Right.
Diba? It creates an impression, whether it's a lasting one, it's up to you how you communicate that to the other person and sort it out. Pero yun nga eh, it's impression eh. So, whenever I encounter like yung mga pinakilala ganyan or group,
yeah,
malaking group kayo, mga ganyan. And then, pag may mga things na annoy ako, parang ano, parang minamarkado mo na yung tao, diba? So, it's an impression. It's a first impression. Hopefully, it's not going to be the last impression. Siguro, as the relationship develops, you can easily tell that person or that person can figure it out na it's a pet peeve of yours. So yun. It creates an impression. And most of the time, kapag na-encounter ko yung mga ganong situations, first reaction mo, eye rolls talaga.
True.
Eye rolls. I'm pretty sure marami sa ating gumagawa na parang pag naanoy ka, parang roll eyes ka na lang.
I know.
Or even virtually, di ba? Parang pag ano, merong roll eyes na icon, yeah, di ba? Na ganun. So, yun yung mga reaction. And going back dun sa ano, sa public places.
Yeah.
Merong nag-respond sa akin na sabi niya, yung mabagal maglakad, yung akala mo nasa luneta.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Tapos yung barkadahan talaga sila. So, for example, this is the parang pavement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tapos yung barkadahan sila, pero yung lakad nila, isang linyang ganun. So,
yung
really
nasasapok yung buong...
Oh, they're really blocking it. So, minsan, what I do is get to the middle and say, excuse me, and then mag-disperse sila. So, para silang ano, mga langgam na pinatakan mo na.
Or langaw. Pag
sinabi mo na, excuse me, ganyan. So, yun. Ang daming pet peeves. Ano pa bang mga nalista ko? Eto, for sure, you can relate. And maraming sumagot na ito. I think I've got 3 or 4 responses about it. And that pet peeve is loud chewing. Loud chewing. What can you say about it?
Alam mo, for some reason, hindi ako annoyed sa part na yun. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Ako hindi naman. Ang ano ko lang, kapag tahimik yung lugar.
Oh. Oh.
Kasi minsan masarap talagang kumain. Nakain ka. And there are certain foods talaga na maingay kayo, like chicharon or anything cracky, diba? And that's fine. Pero when you're chewing that food, and you're chewing it with parang medyo open pa yung mouth.
Yeah.
Tapos karap mo ako, medyo sabihin ko, kain na kain ka lang talaga. Oo, yun talaga yung sinasabi. Kain na kain, gutom na gutom. Ang sarap kumain. Pero hindi naman ako like yung annoyed na parang I call that person out. Kasi parang I feel like it's an etiquette.
Oh yeah, that one.
Parang, di ba, parang chew your food slowly and silently. Kasi mamaya mabulunan ka dyan. Cargo pa kita, kasama kita kumain, di ba?
Pag-anuhin mo pa ako ng chan mo para mawala yung ano mo.
Diba nga?
Yung bumarap sa lalamunan mo.
Oo. So, loud chewing talaga.
Ano
siya? Feeling ko, ako, hindi siya annoying, but it's concerning. Ano mo yun?
Ano, bothering.
Concerning siya sa akin.
Ano, nanonood ka ba ng mukbang?
ano yun, yung kakain ng food.
Sa YouTube. Nanonood ka nun?
Oo. Nanonood ako, pero depende kung sinong kumakain. Pag masarap siyang kainin, yung food. Pag masarap kainin yung food, and medyo okay din yung kumakain ng food, hindi pa panoorin ko siya. So,
ako siguro yung mga ano, yung mga masasarap yung food, like, meron kasi mga lumalobster. Tapos ako parang,
yes.
Diba? Yung mga ganun. So, yun pinapanood ko yun, yung mga lobster, mga crabs. Tapos yung itsura pa nung kumakain, yung mga tipong parang ang pitit-pitit.
Mm-mm.
Tapos parang,
tapos talagang sobrang girl, kumain.
Okay pa ba? Okay ka pa ba? Parang, yan na ba yung meal mo for the whole week? Ganun?
Oh my God, Ivana Alawi.
Na ganun ba siya? Hindi eh.
Ay nako, this girl.
Totoo.
She eats a lot.
Wait, hold
on. And she eats real good.
Wait, oo. Oh,
ang sarap niyang kumain. Oo. Like, wala siyang pake. Parang she use her hands. Talagang kahit ano kinakain niya.
Yeah, I like that girl.
Ako rin.
Pero,
alam mo, at first, I never thought na I would like her. Kasi impression. First impression goes like, okay, sexy star, ganyan. But then again, when I watch her just one video, oh my God, tuloy-tuloy na. Because of her personality.
I know, I like her personality too. Tas very, ano siya, grounded.
Yes.
She's grounded, no?
And she loves her family.
I agree. Alam mo, gusto ko yung mga ganon. Lagi ko nga din sinasabi kay Zoe, like every time na nanonood ako ng mga ganon, isa yun sa mga parang nagiging factor why I follow or watch yung mga nasa ganon. Kasi, diba, sobrang love yung sister niya, yung mom niya, yung brother niya. Gusto ko yung mga ganon eh.
Pag ano, kapag positive yung message ng vlogs, although may, well, ano na ngayon sa YouTube scene na yung mga YouTuber para ano sila. At first, diba, it's really authentic.
Yeah.
It's really them, about them. But later on, pag sumikat na, medyo it's all about brands.
Oh, yeah. Oo nga. Puro promotions
so,
na.
Oo. Yeah. Minsan, I unsubscribe. Unsubscribe, no? Kapag sa YouTube.
Oo.
So, I unsubscribe mga YouTubers na I feel like it's all about the money or the brand.
Yeah.
Pero, whenever I see na, parang, okay, they can balance it.
Yeah.
Parang, they can, ano, still manage putting out content that's about them, that's really authentic.
Yeah, Mimi.
While, yeah.
Diba? Uh-oh. I like her.
See me? Yeah. May face na nung bago pa lang siya, eh nung medyo sumisigat na siya, may face na puro brand.
Ay, kasi brand. So, ano, she was doing yung parang haul ng mga, ano, diba? Nung parang one time na nag-shopping siya. Hindi ko rin masyadong nabitan yung episode na yun.
Oo. Pero recently, namamanage na niya yung balance. Yung brands and yung, ano, personal vlogging.
Oo nga. I agree.
So, yun. Eto, going back sa loud chewing, ano yung masasabi mo dun sa nauuso sa YouTube na ASMR? Yung, diba, yung buong bulong sila.
Oo.
Tapos naririnig-rinig yung mga kinang ASMR. Di ba bumubunan sila niya? Di ba? Parang relaxing minsan.
Ayan,
pero alam mo, minsan annoying na. Parang, puta, sorry.
Pwede no, it's okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hello po, yan, may bisita ka. Si Zoe ba
yan? Si Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Yes, we're starting the ano, podcast. Anyway, don't mind
Oo,
her.
Okay.
Ako talaga yung nagsabing don't mind
na ano, ang tawag dito, gusto ko yung gano'n ni Inka Magnaye.
Ah, parang ay
may podcast siya na ang ginagawa niya lang is nag-read lang siya ng mga short stories, mga poetry, na mga very short lang na mga episodes. Kasi sobrang ganda ng boses niya.
Relaxing.
Sobrang relaxing. And yun yung ginagawa niya, parang ASMR ng voice niya na nag-re-read siya ng poetry. Isa siya sa mga top na parang mga podcast sa Spotify. So, you should listen. Mm-hmm. Pero wag mo na makalimutan yung late nights.
Oo, yung follow ko na talaga. Oo. Tapos nung tinag mo sa'yo, oh my God, di ko pala pinafollow pa yung ano, yung late nights. Mamaya mag-share tayo niya.
Oo, gusto ko yan. O ano pa?
Yum.
Meron akong gusto
ano
ko i-share. Na...
Go ahead.
Eto, nakakatawa din tong isang to eh. Ang sabi niya, isa sa mga pet peeves niya yung ano, asa na ba yun? Yung daw, pag nagbabaon siya, tapos ginagalaw yung pagkain niya nang hindi naman yun for sharing.
Oh my God.
Alam mo, kung sino man po ang mga ka-team nito, ano, mag-ingat-ingat po kayo, kakakuha ng baon nito.
Oo, minsan naman, ano, respeto naman, kapag hindi ino-offer, huwag naman, ano, i-avail yung pagkain ng ibang tao.
Totoo. Eh, kasi minsan, di ba, pag sobrang close-close na kayo, minsan hindi mo na rin alam kung, minsan nawawala talaga yung boundaries.
Yes.
Di ba? Parang,
oh my God, I remember, about, parang narinig ko yung boundaries. Naalala ko yung team ko na naman. Andiyan na si Zoe, paparinig natin. Oo, naalala ko yung team ko na naman. Kasi nga, laging kailangan iset yung boundaries. Oo, from the onset or from the first day na I onboarded as their managers. Parang I set that boundary already. And just siguro recently, I feel like nag-fade yung
boundaries.
Yung line na yun. So I need to draw it again and say that this was the line that I drew and I'm drawing it again so that you can see.
Gusto ko yun.
Anyway, the boundaries.
Ilagay natin so, yan sa ano, i-remind mo yung, o yung mga ka-team nito, announcement po.
Hindi, alam mo ba italaga sila?
Alam mo, I actually love your team eh. Lagi kong sinasabi na parang, bakit yung ano, yung mga ka-team mo parang ang bagets-bagets. Parang, ang saya-saya nilang lagi.
Ilan lang kami ni Zoe na hindi masyad. Si Zoe, si Joy, ako. Yan. Kami yung mga nasa
iba para
mga 30s na. Oo, kami-kami lang yun. Pero nga majority bagit. And mabait talaga. May mga sapak minsan. Oo, may mga sapak talaga minsan. Yeah. Minsan parang, oh my God, sinapak na naman po sila. But then again, kailangan lang talaga ng open communication.
Wait, saka masaya rin minsan yung may mga sapak yung mga tao. Kasi nalalove mo sila doon eh. Parang,
true.
Alam mo yung parang isa kayong group, isa kayong team, pero may kanya-kanya kayong sapak. Pero at the end of the day, parang, you know, yung love-hate relationship nyo for each other, puta, kaya nga, oh, andyan ka pa rin sa TR eh.
Yeah. I was just having that conversation with one of my teammates. No? Na parang, buti na lang yung team natin, kahit may sapak, we can still work together at the end of the day and deliver what needs to be delivered.
Correct.
And, mismo, kasi yun talaga yung gusto ko, parang I don't want to control all of you to act a certain way. You can be yourselves, but ang number one ko talaga is for us to work together to get to the output. And that makes me, relieved and somehow confident na despite our differences, wow, ang lalim na bigla, differences.
Gusto ko yan.
I-relate natin to sa pet peeves mamaya, ang differences. So despite our differences, if we can find a common ground wherein we can work together professionally, we'll be in a better place.
Totoo.
It doesn't just go dun sa work relationship. It goes sa lahat ng aspect ng relationship.
It's a family, friends. Yeah, I agree.
But I can't relate now because I'm single.
But, and you're alone there.
Yes, I know. Pero I feel
gusto ko
like, yung
tumingin ka sa kaliwa.
Wala talaga yun. Rekli yung nakikita ko yun. So yun nga, sa mga relationships, I feel like, yun nga, you respect yung sapak and yung differences. But still talk about it. Not argue about it. Yun talaga yung lagi kong sinasabi, you talk not to argue.
Yes.
Wow, ang love doctor na tayo dito.
Hello, Dr. Love.
Oo.
Maging doctor.
So yun na nga.
Uy, Joe DiMango. Gusto mo yun?
Diba?
Sino si Joe DiMango?
Diba? Ang luma na ni Joe. Nasaan na ba yun?
Minsan nga mag-episode tayo ng mga kalumaan. Bet mo?
Sige, yung mga love-love, ano?
Oo.
Ah, hindi, mag-source tayo ng mga ano. Oh. Mag-source tayo ng mga love questions.
Gusto ko yan.
Or anything about relationships. And tayo, bilang ako single, ano yung thoughts ko around it? And ikaw, bilang ikaw, you're in relationship, anong thoughts mo around it? And then we can just, ano, talk about it. Ang dami na nating content
na nalalabas
nito. Sige, isa-isa. All about dating, tapos love and relationship questions, things like that.
Sige, isa-isa. So,
ano mo, feeling ko talaga, ang daldal ko na bigla, diba? Nag-warm up na tayo. Sabi sa'yo, we should do this again. Like,
we'll definitely.
Ang
saya.
So, I feel like ang galing-galing ko mag-advise about love, relationships, but when I am in a relationship, I feel like I can't apply it.
Alam mo, i-park natin 'yan. Gusto kong pag-usapan pa natin yung part na 'yan. Marami rin akong gustong sabihin at i-comment diyan sa sinabi mong 'yan. So i-park natin 'yan for our next episode. Ay, mukhang ma-enjoy ko ang mga co-hosting.
Yes. So, pwede naman dito sa recording yung marami, diba?
I think so, but I haven't tried it yet. I'll try. We'll see.
Try mo, baka pwedeng tatlo tayo or ano.
Sige, oo, para masaya.
Si Miss Tess, invite natin. Si Miss Tess.
Ano to, Thomson Reuters podcast, mama?
Oh my God. Diba, they're doing it, diba? Sa ano, parang global, na merong 6-on-6.
Ah, may ganun.
Parang, oo, sa mga leaders. Parang
si Miss
Tess,
sa kasi ano, sino ba yung mga presidente natin?
si Steve Asker.
Kaman natin si Miss Royce. Oh, madam, kung nakikinig ka man po
ngayon. Oh my God. Si Royce, ang ganda talaga ng accent niya.
I know and I love her so much. So ngayon nag-advise.
So, yung clarity ng ano na enunciation niya ng words and most importantly yung composition of words
in right?
sentence.
I love her. Miss Royce, kung nakikinig ka man po.
Oo,
mag-co-host
Royce,
ka naman po.
Alam mo ba, if I can just share, the first time I met Royce, and the first time I've encountered her and got amazed by her was the time when pumunta kami sa Bangalore for a workshop. Mm. So I was like, oh my God, ako lang yung hindi manager dito. Tapos that's sila mga manager.
Mm.
Tapos, nagpe-present si Royce. I was like, oh my God, who's this girl? Ang galing talaga magsalita.
Diba, hindi so, lang every... ako. Lagi ko sinasabi kay Zoe na parang grabe, I love her.
Sobra. Every town hall. Talaga, oh my God, you have to give it to her.
I know, ako, bago tong episode na to, actually, nagsika ko ng advice sa kanya. Tapos siguro mga dalawa, tatlong sentences lang yung sinabi niya. Tapos ako parang, oh my God, ba't ang galing niya? Sabi ko, ay Zoe, paano niya nasabi yun? Bakit ang galing niya lang? Anyway, Miss Royce, para sa'yo talaga tong episode na to.
Oo, Miss Royce, join us next time sa mga ano natin. Siguro English 101 with Miss Royce.
Oh my God, this is sent ko sa kanya itong link na to, Miss Royce. Please take time to listen.
Yes. Right. Anyway, going
anyway,
back.
Anyway, eto na. Oh, ano?
Ay, may kwento ka ba?
Wala naman.
Okay. Going back sa English 101 and Miss Royce. And ilink natin sa pet peeve. Ano ang masasabi mo dun sa mga self-proclaimed na grammar Nazi?
Alam mo, hindi ako magaling sa grammar talaga. And
ako rin.
At saka ano, pwede ba tigilan natin yung pagiging grammar Nazi? Especially dito sa Pilipinas. Kasi parang English, lagi kong sinasabi, English is not our first language.
And even mga Americans, hindi sila magaling sa grammar. Correct. Not everyone.
Yung mga native English speakers, hindi rin naman talaga.
Hindi ko alam kung saan nagsimula itong culture ng Pinoy na would,
kasi nga.
would shame people if they say wrong things.
Right.
And pronounce wrong things. Well, hindi naman ako nagmamalinis because minsan nagagawa natin.
Yung slips talaga. Hindi mo maaalis yung mga slips. Hindi natin siya first language eh.
Pero yung mga self-proclaimed grammar Nazi, wag na po natin i-voice out. Tulungan na lang po natin yung tao mag-improve.
Oo.
Wag na natin ipahiya.
Or at saka kung hindi naman siya parang major na hindi mo naintindihan, Huwag mo naman nang i-ano na, ay, nagkamali ng preposition. Yung diba? Imbis na in, ginawang on. Par, naintindihan
alam
mo naman, diba?
Alam mo, nalilito pa rin ako dyan, sa in at on.
Ako din.
Diba? So, hindi mo talaga, kahit anong edad ka siguro, hindi mo malalaman. Not unless talagang master ka ng English.
Ito po ay panawagan namin kay Miss Royce. Madam, mag-English 101 naman po tayo. Hoy, ito na, mag-wrap up na tayo. Before natin tapusin to, I ask you about, kasi gusto ko sana kada episode, meron tayong parang, yung favorite quote na, something na, like every time na parang nasushaken ka, or parang na, dislocate, hindi, yung parang medyo nawawala ka dun sa motivation mo or parang sa sarili mo, ganyan. Ano yung go-to quote mo?
Yan, magandang question yan kasi nga. And this pandemic really helped not just me, and I hope yung iba ring listeners mo and people around us really had the time to reflect, reassess what's happening on with their lives, no? But for me, whenever I feel like I lose track of things or parang I feel really bad about my day or things are not going my way, I'm always reminded of yung 90-10 principle, if you are aware of that. So yung 90-10 principle, popularized siya by, ano nga ba yun? Stephen Covey? Covey ba yun? Stephen Covey. So yung author yung 7 Habits of
same author. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so yung 90, be good.
Yung 90-10 principle niya says that 10% of life is made up of what happens to you. Parang 10% lang 'yon, 'di ba? 90% daw of life is decided by how you react. By how you react. So, yun lagi. I'm always reminded of that. So, ako lagi, ang my way of thinking is, I can only react on things I can control.
I love it.
So, kung hindi ko talaga makontrol, edi, I'll keep it to myself. But, to my point a while ago, how I react with pet peeves, diba? If I know I have control over the situation, when I know that person, then I can initially say something about it. Pero yun nga, life in general, parang yun nga, you just can't control a lot of things and you focus on things that you can control. Because at the end of the day, regarding pet peeves or yung mga annoyance natin with things, at the end of the day, you can't please everyone. Yeah. And we're all different in so many ways. And anything can be annoying to someone.
That's parang, true.
Like what you said earlier, merong pet peeve na ano yung isang tao, but on your end, hindi ka naman talaga apektado.
Right.
So yun, parang yun yung mga like I keep in mind, so the 90-10 principle that I cannot control everything, I can only react to things I control, and that I can't please everyone. What more, di ba, kung influencer ka or nasa public figure ka, how are you going to manage that, diba? Yung people saying things about you, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to manage that? So, yan lang. It's all about mindset and really knowing who you are and what you can do about it.
I love it. Gusto ko kung paano mo ni-wrap up to. Tatawagin ko na lagi na pang-wrap up.
Ah, talaga ba?
Gusto ko kung paano mo ni-wrap up. I love it.
Yes, ganun, yun.
No, gusto ko yun. Dun sa sinabi mo, parang yung sa pag-react, alam mo, bigla kong naalala yung you are always one decision away from everything.
Oh my God, I like that.
Diba? Parang, are you going to react about this? Or parang, paano, magbibigay ka ba ng, magdadrop ka ba ng opinion about something? Parang, alam ko ang daling sabihin, pero maganda siyang reminder na parang, you know, you're always one decision away from that. So, anong gagawin mo? Kahit yung mga maliliit na bagay, right?
Yeah.
So, yun lang. So, anyway, just to, pang end lang din itong episode na to. So, be annoyed. You can be annoyed all you want and whatever. Just don't be too
annoyed,
much...
but don't hurt people naman.
Oo, wag tayo masyadong mega.
When you react, don't hurt people. You can get annoyed with so many things, but please compose yourself.
Oo, yung i-keep natin yung annoyance natin sa sarili natin hanggat kaya natin. Sinasabi ko din yung sa sarili ko, talaga. Sa totoo lang.
And take advantage of relationships that you've built with people around you.
True.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Hey, thank you so much, Toti, for
thank you so much, Zai, for doing this. This is the first time,
not and I gonna feel be like your, I, no, I, not yeah. go, not and definitely like not your last. Not
be, yes, not gonna be the last. I enjoyed it, and marami tayong topics on our list, and we can brainstorm. So, Late Nights by Luna, watch out for me. Wait for me. I'll be here soon again. ASMR. I'll be here soon again.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You have a great day. Bye.
Toby. Bye. Bye, Zai.
Late Nights by Luna Manila will be a bi-weekly podcast, hoping to create a safe space for everyone to share their ideas, experiences, inputs on societal pressure, dating, love, and the ups and downs of their journey living in Manila. Follow me on Instagram at Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening.